Welcome to For Preachers Only podcast. This program is designed to encourage the man of God and strengthen him in his daily life and in his walk with the Lord. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And now, your host, yours truly, your friend and bishop, Dr. L.T. Bryant. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome to For Preachers Only, radio host, Dr. L.T.G. Bryant. How's everybody? Mimi, how you feeling? How you doing? It's very important, if you want to be a minister, that you believe God's words. Jesus said when the Jews were doubting him, he said to them, if you would have believed Moses' writing, then you would believe my words. If we believe the word of God, then we will believe the voice of God. It's very important that we learn and get an understanding of God and how he works. It's important that we understand our source of information, which basically is the word of God. The Bible teaches us to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Understanding that the Holy Spirit is a teacher. He's the main teacher. I feel the virtue, not commentaries and books, but the Spirit of God gives us understanding concerning the word of God. So it's important that you know something about your source of information, the Holy Spirit and the Bible. It's important that you understand how the Bible came about. Understand something about the writers and how they were inspired by God. It's important to understand sometimes the different time periods in which each book was written to give you an understanding of the outline of God's prophecy. It's very important that you understand that there is no discrepancies in the word of God, and that the word of God came to me and that it was breathed by God, meaning the Holy Spirit moved upon them and encouraged them to say what they said. The Bible says that the prophecy of old didn't come by the will of men, but holy men spake as they were moved upon, as in Peter, by the Holy Ghost. So it's important that you have an understanding of the scriptures. Now, Bible school is all right if they're teaching Bible. Many Bible schools teach their religious doctrine, which they should, but you got to make sure their doctrine is right. Beware of Bible schools that teach you against the Bible. Those schools that condemn King James, stay away from them. Stay away from schools that condemn certain Bibles purposely. Because the majority of the scriptures speak the same thing, even though some are better translated than others. I myself, I prefer the King James. But I don't throw away every other Bible. I just use King James as my foundation. And I do understand that many of the other Bibles have come from poor Greek translations. And I must study them with care. However, in almost every Bible, the prophecy is still intact. A virgin shall bring forth a child. He shall come forth. Jesus died and rose again, and he's on his way back the born-again message. You must be born of one spirit. It's in almost every Bible. You take those things out of a Bible, it's no longer a Bible. But the Holy Spirit is the real translator. He gives us understanding because God's word is a spirit and life. But you need to have an understanding of how the word of God came about. You have to know something about the book as well as the messenger. My study in the scriptures, you would find out that the Bible is unique. In what way? In that the first person to write the scriptures was God himself. When he wrote the Ten Commandments with his own fingers and gave to Moses. What about the original? Well, God ordained copies. The original Ten Commandments were put in the Ark of the Covenant, which is no longer around. But God commanded Moses to make copies. So when people say we no longer have the original, God never said we had to have the original. But he ordained copies. So copies are sufficient. Even Jesus, I believe it was in the book of Luke, when he stood up and put the book in his hand and he read, it was a copy. And he said, this day this scripture is fulfilled. And he called it scripture. So copies are not bad. They're ordained of God. Several scriptures God said, make a copy, make a copy, make a copy. So don't let people fool you with that. Copies are ordained of God. And God, amen, has preserved his word. He said he would preserve his word. Nobody can change God's word because it's forever settled in the heavens. In the book of Jeremiah, God gave him a letter to write and they burnt it. But the next day they came back, he had a new letter and it was longer than the first. Why? Because God gave him the information again. Why is that? Because the true word of God comes from heaven. It cannot be destroyed. And in that light, we still have the original word, not in tangible, but in spirit, because we have the Holy Ghost. And without a Bible, we can still preach the word of God because the scriptures of the Bible were inspired by the Holy Spirit. They come from heaven. As it is said, thus said the Lord. He gave it once, he can give it again, like he did in Jeremiah. Then you have to understand that the Bible is a combination of 66 books written over a period of 1,500 years with maybe about 40 different writers. And not one time did they contradict themselves because they were guided by the same Spirit. There's only one prophecy. Peter said the prophecy of old, not prophecies. Every prophecy that is leads to the prophecy, the coming of the Messiah. You understand? So learn something about your source. And let the Bible be your source. Don't get caught up in commentaries. You only use them for historical information because many of them teach their own doctrine. Even in the Strong Concordance, which is commonly used, I prefer to use the older versions. These new Strong Concordance, you can tell that they have prejudice within them. For instance, in some of the new Strong Concordance, the word in Timothy, I think it is chapter 3, let the bishop be the husband of one wife. That word one is Mia. It is the feminine word of heis. But when it says, let the widows be the husband of one man, that word one is heis, meaning one only. When it says God is one, that word heis there is one only. When Peter said to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, let us build a temple, an altar, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, that word is Mia. But many of your new Strong Concordance just put heights all the way down the line, which is not accurate. They say, well, all the words come from heights, but it is not. That's not the point. The point is the gender of the word, how the word is used. And if you change the gender of the word, you've changed the whole sentence. So you have to be careful that you only use these books as a help. They cannot go against the scriptures. And whenever you're reading commentaries, and they make a statement added to what they're writing with no scripture, don't buy it. The word of God stands out by itself. These books are only to help give understanding, but it doesn't take the place of. And the Holy Spirit can give understanding even without them. Translations like the Amplified Bible, very good in many ways, but you have to be careful because they too were added. For instance, I used to use it all the time, and then when they said in Genesis 1, 26, 27, let us create man in his image, and it said Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or Holy Trinity, Bible never said that. That's when I realized, don't get caught up on the easy to understand so-called Bibles, because many of the translations are given by those who put them together based on their beliefs. The scriptures don't support that. Let us. It doesn't say that. Many of these books use terminologies that are not biblical. For instance, you might see a commentary speaking about the coming of the Lord, and they may give their opinion as to when the Lord is coming, and if they're wrong, then every scripture based upon what they're teaching will be off. So your best commentaries are those who just say it like it is. That's why I say it's best to use them for historical purposes, the history behind the scene, not for biblical interpretation. You got to be careful. The Holy Ghost is our main interpreter. So, even in word study, you don't know Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic, but when you read something, check the scriptures to see, because the Bible says we compare spiritual things with spiritual things. The scriptures will answer themselves if you learn how to compare them. But it's important that you understand the Bible and how it came about. For instance, people say the word Bible is not in the Bible, but yet the word Bible is in the Bible. Bible comes from the Greek word, what, Biblos, Biblion, and these words are in the scriptures. When they said, and they gave Jesus the book, a translation of the word Bible is the book. They gave Jesus the Biblion, the Bible, the book. So these are just things you need to understand. And even you can get an understanding of the history of it, how we got the 66 books that we have, the different things that took place between the Testaments, the Old and New Testaments. You understand where the Apocrypha came from and the Septuagint. And things of that sort. And it's important to understand the scriptures, because in John, I believe it's chapter 17 or 20, when Jesus was praying for the disciples, I think it's John 17, and he said, not only do I pray for them, but I pray for all them that believe upon me through their words. The scriptures let us know that we are to follow the words of the apostles, not the post-apostolic fathers, not the writers of commentaries, not new writers that came after the apostles, but we are to follow their word, and that keeps us from going astray. So it's important that you have an understanding of the book that you're preaching from, because the Bible is our source of evidence. And in the Bible, the word book, and many times in the scriptures, the word book means evidence. It is our evidence, along with our personal evidence and archaeological findings. But the Bible is our evidence. It is sufficient evidence that will uphold in the courtroom known as the Day of Judgment. So you want to be a preacher, huh? Get some understanding about the book of our source. as William Shakespeare called it, he called it the book. Get some understanding about the Word of God. Learn to have faith in it. Learn to rightly divide it. Study, my brother, to show yourself approved, a workman that not be ashamed. Approved not unto man, but unto God. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Until next time, be blessed. Until next time, to my fellow ministers, may he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May God give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. My brothers, we will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. Until next time, keep the faith.